Okay. Parshas Breishis Ben Ishchai. Okay. V'yas Hashem Elokim, and God made l'adam, for man u'le'ishto, and to his wife, k'tonot or. K'tonot or is garments of or, of skin. V'yal bishem, and he dressed them. Okay? Hine yadua, it's known. Mash katov Rabbeinu Arizal, what the Ari says, Be'inyan halavushim da Adam Harishon, with regards to the garments of Adam Harishon. Kodim achet, before the chet, hayu k'tonot o, with an aleph, they were garments of light. Min ha-chashmal, from the chashmal. Chashmal doesn't mean electricity, chashmal means the part of our neshama which is outside of us, and which protects us, right? Is called the chashmal. It's like some people call it, it's similar to the hila that a person has. You know, this
levush.
Levush. It's like a hila. How do you call it? People call it these things? Yeah, that's aura. The aura. Yeah, the aura around you. V'kishechata, and when he sinned, hifsid otam halavushim, was removed from him. He lost these garments of chashmal, the chashmal. Shem. Shin Ayin Chet, it's 378 Nehorin, that's lights, Kaminyan Chashmal, that's the minion of Chashmal. See, Mal is Ayin, Shin is Shin, and Chet is Chet, right? That's Shin Ayin Chet, that's Chashmal, Kamatri Chashmal. So there's these 378, like orot, lights which surround a person, protect him, and that's what she lost. Va'asalo malbush echad, and from these 378 came one garment, miklipat noga, from klipat noga. That's the klipa. It's the lower worlds of noga. Noga literally means light. Vem k'tonot o, that's k'tonot o. It's still somewhat of a protection. That's the flesh, the garment of flesh, the garment of skin they put around him. The Kaniska be'Eitz Chaim, that's mentioned in Eitz Chaim. Shakli Patnoga, Perek Dalet, Yuan Sham, look there. Gam Katav Harizal b'Shar Kavanot, and the Rizal explains in Shar Kavanot, the Kavanot Malbush Arumim. When we say the Brach in the morning, Malbish Arumim, Malbish Arumim, he dresses those who are naked. The malbush ha'adam, that a person's garments, hu min hakadusha, comes from a spiritual holy place, from, right? Val yadei averot sho'oseh, and the averos that he does, gorem, causes, shitachsu haklipot, the klipa, the other side, b'malbushav, in his garments. I.e., this is what people speak, this healer that a person has around him, this aura that a person has around him, this is the spiritual garment that we have, right? So this is the chashmal, this is the what's left of it. Vihine halmabush yesh behem o hamakif, it has the outer o michutz lahem, outside of them, kenoda, as is known, ki ein o pnimi, because ki yesh o pnimi, there is o pnimi bifnim, inside, there's o, has o pnimi inside, Nichlal b'toka guf, that's inside the guf, right? This is neshama, right? Val malbush sovev et haguf, and the malbush is that which is around the guf. Va'al ha-malbush hem ha-orot, and on this malbush, there are the lights, ha-makifin va'omdim michutz ha-malbushim, around these malbushim, around the garments a person wears, right? U'lechol levush u'levush, and each garment a person wears, yesh b'chinat or makif, there's a concept of this or that's around the garment, kfi erko, according to the erich of the person and the garment he's wearing, right? The erich of the person, it means. Ve'ein l'chadava shedoche et haklipot, and you don't have something which pushes away the sitra achra and the klipa, k'mo or makif, like or makif, because that's a higher level or. That's why that's the protection around us, right? Lefi she'ein yecholet b'klipot, they don't have the sitra achra and the klipa, the kali don't have the ability linok, to draw sustenance, ulitachez, and to be oches to grab hold, but or hamakif, because it's a higher level or. Or makif is higher than or primi, right? The inner or. V'lechein hu omed b'chut, it stands outside, protecting us, right? V'ein lo pachad me'aklipot. It doesn't have any pachad from the klipa, because the klipa can't be oches bo. Yon sham. That's from Shah Kavanot. Yeah? V'inei, b'ze muvan, this is be understood, kinat hanachash, the kinat, the jealousy of the nachash, shinit kane ba'adam, that was jealous in Adam HaRishon, kodim achet, before the chet. V'nitgare bo, and like wanted lachtiho, to cause him to sin. Kinit kana b'ktonet o shelo, it had jealousy for this ktonet o shelo, right? Also, he wanted to be the mashpia and not on Chava, not Adam. That's the concept. He wanted to be mezavik with Chava. Shara'a sheyesh alav o makif gadol. He saw he had this big o makif kfi erech haktonet, according to the erech of the ktonet o, right? Of this beged of light that was around him. V'ein lo achize b'o makif, and he didn't have any achize, any dominion on this or makif, so he couldn't be yonik from there, he couldn't get anything from there. Besod v'anachash haya arum, he was naked, so he had no achiza on the or makif, he had no begodim kenoda, like it's known. V'lachen nitgare bo, he was he wanted to be machtihim, to cause him to an avera. The garam la'avir malav ktonet o, and he caused to remove from him this ktonet o, via od b'mokum ha'o, and it was o ayin instead of o with an aleph, right? Derech agav, there's a reason for o and aleph. Aleph, right, represents alufa shel onam, complete connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ayin, the shivim parot, right? Shivim means the 70 nations. That means there's achiza of the 70 nations. That's the achiza of the Nachash, which represents the 70 nations. Okay. Kamo shekatuv, like it says, V'yas Hashem Elokim la'adam u'ishto, to man and his wife, ktonot o v'yal b'shem. He made for his Adam and for Chava, he made the ktonot o, these begodim of skin, and he dressed them. Ba'amru b'zohar kadosh, and the Zohar Kadosh says, Shedavak bo mashcha d'chaviyah, that it stuck in it, mashcha d'chaviyah. The u'b'zeh pirashti, and with this I explained, remez hakatu b'tevat v'yal b'shem, that he dressed them. Kriba vai lavasham. V'yal b'shem is vai, oy voy. That means like a loshen of tzah that he dressed them, loshen of pain that he dressed them. Hu mashcha d'chaviyah, because why? Because that's what's drawn from this nachash, the snake, the yetzahara. Vai haya, the sar is, and now it's davik behem. He's drawn onto them, he sticks onto them. Now this ktonet o has this klipa on it, has now the dominion of the klipot on it, because no longer it's only this klipat noga that he has. The klipat noga is the place that the nachash, that's the place the lower worlds. Shekol ze haya machmat achet. This came beyond because of the chet. Venira li, and it seems to me b'siat d'shmaya, haya fresh bein or le'or. Difference between the word or with an aleph and or with an ayin. A light and skin, right? Hu mispa samuchtet. It's the otiyot samuchtet, which means communion yagon, right? Like depression, pain. And samachtet also, right? We know what samachtet is, right? Right. V'yadua, and it's known, ki yagon hu mitzad sitra achra. It's mitzad the sitra achra. It's from the lower worlds. All depression comes from the lower worlds. Ki yadua b'kavanot, like it's known in the kavanos, of Vasem menu yagon vanacha. She removed from us yagon vanacha. Shu yagon. That's ploni, right? Who causes? That's that causes vanacha is plonit. You don't want to meet them, right? V'kaniska besidur Rabbeinu Rashashla. We mentioned the Sidur Rabbeinu Rashashal. V'lachen timtza. You will find ki evion. The word evion, which means a needy person, v'yagon and depressed, like upset, like deeply upset, right? Mispa echad is the comes to be together, echad, right? Right. How's that? Mispa echad. Okay, so how we see that? Because you see that the nuns are the same. Vav goes with vav. Gimel is aleph base, and what if the yud? The yud of yagon, right? So it's the same. Ki hanaase evion, person becomes an evion. He's needy min hamitzvus. He's lacking mitzvus. Chas v'shalom, davak bo yagon. That's mitzvus ase. That's why it's zachar. Zachar is mitzvus ase. The doer is always the zachar. The shnei otiyot aleph base, yud gimel will be gimel. Evion will turn into Gimel, Aleph Beis of right, and be Yagon. V'az Otiot Evion nasu Otiot Yagon. Aval Atid, in the future, V'shleimut Atikun, when we will fix everything in completion, Yusa HaYagon, the Yagon will be removed, the Gamri, V'az Yechsa Mispa Yagon, we remove the number of Yagon, Mina Ot Ayin, right, from the letter Ayin, yeah? The O, which is Samach Tet, right? Which is represented in Yagon that we mentioned above, yeah? Uyishar Ot Aleph, and remain Ot Aleph. Fa'az ye Tziruf O, and then you'll have O with an Aleph. Shetachzo Atarale Yoshna. So the way to get Ketonot O with an Aleph is to remove Yagon. How you remove Yagon? By doing mitzvahs. Then you have protection, full protection. That's the concept of malachavi tzavelecha, that a person has two malachim going with him. This is the concept. This is neshama himself, which protects him. Okay? But if he ha'amu, and according to what we're saying, the ein achiza lechitzonim, there's no achiza lechitzonim, bo'o hamakif, in this outer or, right? It surrounds us, that the Chashmala protects us. Delekach nitkaneh hanachash ba'adam. Because of that, the nachash had jealousy in man, Adam HaRishon, ba'avu o hamakiv, because of this o hamakiv, this o, this light which is surrounding him that protects him. Shu haya arumi menu. The nachash was arumi menu. She'ein lo achizabo. And therefore, he also has no connecting to the o apnimi or to be yonik from it, because it's too high a level or. He neighbors them, move on, b'siyata d'shmaya. This will be explained with God's help. V'hatam, and the reason being, shemitzvot tzitzis, misugelet lisko et mitzvot Hashem. This will be the reason why the mitzvot of tzitzis is going to help us remember all the mitzvot of Hashem. Because this is going to basically be the Chalukah, when you say tzitzis, Chalukah the Rabbanan, is this Chashmal, is this Oa Makif. We're going to explain. Kediktiv, like it says, Uritem oto, you look at them, Uschartem, et kol mitzvot Hashem, you remember all the mitzvot of Hashem, V'hu ki hatzitzis, hu b'chines Oa Makif, is this b'china of Oa Makif, k'mo shekatav Rabbeinu Arizal, v'lekach, and therefore, yesh bo koach, it has the ability, litchot et haklipot, remove the klipos, v'kimen bedoche et haklipot, since it pushes away the klipot, lekach mo'il l'skira. Therefore, helps us in memory, right? Because when a person doesn't have the unique of the klipos, he remembers everything he learns. The reason we have shichacha, we have forgetfulness, is because of the unique of the klipot. Because of the yadua, because it's known, mashkat of Rabbeinu Arizal, b'sha'a kavanot, b'sod, hamal bushim, שלובש האדם, that a person dresses himself, שצריך להיזהר שלא ילבש שני מלבושים. You shouldn't wear two clothings בבת אחת at the same time. This is halacha because of this reason. ועושה כן, and someone who does this, קשה לשכחה. It makes him forget his Torah. וסוד הדבר, the reason being, כי לכל לבוש יש בחינס או מקיף, right? There's או מקיף, each one. So in between the lavushin, they also has to have this makif. And if not, then the klipa can be yonik. Ve'ein davar shedoche klipot kamo o makif, that prevents them from being yonik from your neshama. Ulefi she'ein lehem yecholet linok. They don't have the ability to linok. The person doesn't do averus. Litachez bo, and to be joined to him, right? To draw their sustenance from him. Ve'nimse ki hamechuba Chabesh neim malbushim. First, he puts two clothing together. He puts them on, biyacha together. Einu maniach mokom. He doesn't leave place in between the two clothing. Lo hamakif likanes, to enter. Toch shnei hamalbushim, between these two dressings, right? These clothes. Ulakif bein kol levush v'levush, and to be mekif each clothing and clothing. Vayadei can, and through this, ein aklipot nitchot misham. The klipot don't get pushed away from them. And it's known that the shikha isn't found only because of these klipot. Right? When they have achiza, so we forget our Torah. He has chira, the memory of a person, he mitzad hakedusha, from Torah, it's mitzad hakedusha. There's no shikha in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. mitzad hakedusha. Ad kan lashono. You in Shabbat, look in the Arizal, right? Ubezeh muvan hatam shapir. It makes sense now. That tzitzis, kiven duhu b'chines o makif, since it represents this o makif, right? The chaluk of the Rabbanon, right? Yesh bo koach, has the ability litchot haklipot. And therefore, liskor et kol mitzvot Hashem, to remember all the mitzvot Hashem, which is that which gives us this o makif, right? Umimela tidacheh hashichacha will be removed. Forgetfulness with tidgabeh will become on us haschira, the remembrance, beriato, in seeing the tzitzis, liskor mitzvot Hashem, to remember the mitzvot of Hashem, ki beriato al yedei hakavanot. So looking at it, when we have these kavanot, we have these intentions, hashayichim lezeh, which represent in the tzitzis. Tit orer will be orer in us, waken in us. Ha'ara or hamakif, the ha'ara of this or hamakif, shu soda tzitzis, which represents the soda tzitzis, this found this tzitzis. So the tzitzis represents giving us back this or hamakif. This talit cotton is or hamakif ha'pnimi, and talit godel is or hamakif hamakif. Right? So talit godel is even bigger, it's even a bigger protection, right? And that's why we're into Shara Tefillah. We're in Shara Tefillah because that's when the person needs more protection. When we do good things, the klipa is me'orer against us. V'lachein timsad, and you will find, right? Therefore, you will find. Tzitzis mispa Beit Yaakov. It's begatria Beit Yaakov, right? V'lezeh, the house of Jacob, right? V'lezeh ama, therefore we say Beit Yaakov l'chu v'nelcha b'o Hashem. The house of Yaakov will go in the light of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this O Makif. Ki achiza bo'o hamakif. Because the achiza in O Makif, shuchzada tzitzis, which is represented in tzitzis, einu ela Yisrael, right? Only we are zochet this O Makif, shehem Beit Yaakov, where the house of Jacob. Ulezeh amah, and therefore it says, ve'esa etchem, I will lift you up, God says to us, I will lift you up, im yomot ha-mashiach, I'll come finish harim, on the wings of eagles. Vahu ki nisharim, the eagles, mispat tzitzit. Right? That's what this represents. V'kol ze le'et ata. This is all for now. She'en lanu hasaga v'talit ata. We don't have the concept of what the talis represents. El arag v'tzitziot jalehem. We only have a concept in the tzitzit. Ha'knafayim, the corners. Aval, B'gmar tikkun, in the end of the fixing, avi etchem elai, I'll bring you to me, says God. K'shetasigu Hakol, you'll understand everything. Gam v'chinat ta'talis. Then you'll understand also the concept of the talis, what it represents. Gam elai, also to me. El hayud, to the yud. That means elai, to me. Shu sod ha'chochma, to the tzod ha'chochma. That's the sod of the foundation of wisdom. Okay?